them and us on affordable housing. The government's revamped right-to-buy housing scheme is essentially a massive subsidy to private landlords. A report from Inside Housing reveals that in 91 councils in England, which responded to a Freedom of Information request, nearly 40% of council houses sold under the heavily discounted scheme up to £100,000 in London have ended up in the hands of private landlords, who then charge up to 7 times the average. Social rent. In one local authority, Milton Keynes, 70% of ex-council properties are now being sublet. With the government set to extend the right-to-buy scheme to housing association properties, it's clear that affordable housing is something of the distant past, unless we fight back, 95%. The average price of student accommodation now consumes 95% of the maximum student loan. Top dogs whining. Surprise drop in top dog pay barked the headline of City AM, a big business free sheet. They were annoyed at a high pay center HPC report showing that chief executive CEOs of firms in the FTSE top 100 only earned on average £4.96 million last year. The median annual pay for these firms' full-time employees was £27,195. The restrained HPC report said that this 183-1 differential was far beyond what is sensible to inspire top executives, having increased from an already massive 160-1 figure in 2010. But City AM protested adjusted for inflation, the average CEO would have collected £5.04 million the year before. The poor top dogs are losing out. City AM may favour caviar banks for CEOs such as Sir Martin Sorrell, £43 million last year. We prefer solutions based on nationalisation of the top companies under democratic workers' control, £100,000. The total expenses claimed by members of the House of Lords who didn't bother to vote in the last parliamentary session. Between 2010 and 2015, £360,000 in total was claimed by 62 peers who didn't vote. Unfair fares. Rail fares charged by the highly profitable and government-subsidized private train operating companies TOX have soared by 25% since 2010, while average pay has gone up by 9%, according to a study backed by the TUC and rail unions. The government has bragged that regulated rail fares, which include season tickets and day returns, have been capped to inflation-only increases. However, the TOCs get round this by ramping up unregulated fares, i.e. long-distance routes, off-peak leisure, and advance purchase tickets, etc. Some of these fares have gone up by as much as 200% in the last decade. No wonder the demand for rail nationalization is very popular among the travelling public,